going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another Wednesday morning, so that means it's Dirty Work Wednesday, and who is this?
Hey, Dougie, it's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sad. So I stumbled upon something, and I think I caught my boyfriend cheating. So
Okay. Yeah. How did you accidentally catch him cheating, or so you think?
Yeah, no. Well, I don't think he's, like, done anything yet. But I think it's, like, really headed that way. Like, I think it's going to happen.
So, like, heading that way as in cheating. So, okay, keep going. Explain.
Yeah, so we live together, and he's, like, always on his laptop, like, all the time. So on Monday night, he left it open, and I heard, like, the email notifications that kept going off. And I was like, okay, this is so noisy. So I went to close it and, like, shut down the audio. And his emails were up. And so I know I shouldn't have, like, looked at it, but I couldn't help myself. And I actually, like, looked through some of his emails. So I found an email thread with this girl, like, named Jody. And he was, like, legit either flirting or, like, going to cheat, essentially. Like, I just saw some very suspicious stuff. And so I ended up, like, closing it really quickly because I could, like, hear him walking down the stairs.
So, Jessica, do you know a Jody?
Yeah, like, does he work with a Jody, or could it be a guy named Jody? Like, my uncle's name is Jody.
No, like, I guess I can't really think of, like, a girl that we both know named Jody. I don't think I know her.
So I know you had to hurry up and close it. Was any of the comments, like, risque?
I guess, well, let's just say, like, the one of the comments that he made in the email had something to do with, like, how something, I don't know what, would look on Jody.
Mm.
So, like,
okay. Did you copy Jody's email address?
No. No, I wish I had, actually. But I was just, like, in shock and in a rush.
So no. So, yeah. Obviously, we can't call Jody because we don't have a number. So, what's your man's name?
Yeah, so my boyfriend's name is Riley.
Okay, so wondering, Natalia, how do you think we can, or Jessica, how do you think we can trick Riley?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this, but you could probably trick him because it's his work computer. Like, I don't know, like, maybe we tell him that you're doing, like, a laptop, like, swap or upgrade, because I just feel like more than likely he won't even think twice about it because they change his work laptop, like, all the time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's good. So was there any other risque emails that we could use, like, as a reference point? Like, I think we have an idea how we can see, but is there any other emails?
Yeah. One of the emails he said, like the quote, can you deep that?
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, Natalia, we definitely got to figure this out.
Yeah. Okay. And then do I stay on the line while you call him? Like, because the last few weeks that I've listened to, like, dirty work. I feel like the woman should have like stayed on and then like addressed the men on air live. Like, I just feel like they haven't been doing that, like, after you got to the bottom of things. So I'm just, like, so ready to get this, like, dealt with. I'm so ready for this view.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No problem. Just don't go anywhere. Hold on. And we're going to call Riley.
Hello?
Hey, Riley, how are you? This is and we're calling to let you know, sadly, we have to swap out your laptop again.
And again, man, this is like the third time in 5 weeks.
Yeah, sorry. So there's been a few emails going out from the company's laptops that have been tapped as lewd or inappropriate. So we're being asked to scan each computer. So, like, you didn't use the company computer to send any crazy emails, right?
Nah, I don't... If I delete an email real quick and it ends up in the trash, does that help? Like, if I had anything on there?
Did you use the company email to send them?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Then, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's going to be on the server. So, yeah, dude, don't even worry about deleting anything. We'll take care of that. We're clear, and we'll get you a new one.
Okay. Because, I might have sent some emails to my girlfriend about... some items that I wanted her to wear, and I kind of made maybe like a off-color joke, like just like a dude joke, but about eating a banana. But I don't want to say too much, but like that might be in there somewhere, but I'll delete it.
Okay. Yeah, I will make sure we delete it too, but that shouldn't be the worst. But next time, man, do me a solid. Just don't send any of that stuff through company email, okay?
Yeah, no problem, dude. Like that, thank you. And I'll make sure she knows to use my other email from now on. That's cool.
Wait, what other email?
Hello?
What other email, Riley? Answer the question.
Hold up. How did Jessica get on this call?
Because I called Shaggy and Natalia because I knew something was up and I asked them to get the ball. Like, I asked them to essentially figure it out.
Oh my God, psycho. Wait, are you talking about the girl that I told him? Email, like, I just told him that I was emailing you because I didn't want to think I'm a freak, but the truth is she's a personal shopper. I reached out to her. She's helping me buy stuff for you for your birthday that's coming up in 2 weeks. Hey, thank you, Shaggy, for ruining the surprise.
Hold on, brother. You asked a girl if she could something.
Dude, that part was a joke. She's a personal shopper, and her picture, she's eating, like, a popsicle or something. I was just being stupid, man. Dude, you're a block.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you serious, Riley? I'm so... Okay.
Yes, babe. I'm not cheating on you. It's not. It's just... I swear to God, she's a personal shopper. I would never do anything scandalous. I was trying to make this special for you. This is for your birthday.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. This is crazy. Okay. All right. I love you so much. I'm so sorry. I mean, I knew that you wouldn't, like, that you weren't trying. It just, like, I don't know. I don't know where my mind went. I'm sorry.
No, my love. This is I swear to you, those emails, they were all for your birthday surprise, which is now ruined, but I swear to you, it's all for you.
Hold on. So, this is what you're going to believe, Jessica. You're believing this.
Shut up, Natalia. Look, Jessica and I are good, and neither of us are interested in your lame radio prank that's out to just ruin people's lives.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't mean to waste your time. I feel terrible.
Listen,
so,
it's okay. Riley, you can do what you want with your relationship, but you're not going to come on my radio show and talk to Natalia like that, bro. Promise you this, I'm a super easy guy to find.
No, okay, tough guy. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you guys deserve each other, man. This is insane.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just, like, I love listening to you guys. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to...
Why, Jessica? They're f***ing lame.
Oh, my God. Okay, good luck to you guys.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, Jessica, thanks for calling us. I don't think Riley is right for you, but listen, I'm not going to be mean to you for listening and calling us.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I just, like, love him so much. And
Jessica, babe, hang up on them. I'll call you back when this is all over.
Actually, no, we'll just go ahead and hang up on you.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.